holding on Rashi in Pei Aleph Amud Aleph. Holding on Rashi, three lines on the bottom. In the middle of Rashi is about to ask a question. In the case where the first marriage, since there's a limited amount of property that she has rights to, so the Mishnah says, therefore he can't sell off the properties. When he remarries her, that he writes the kanor, the kanina, what I'm going to get in the future. So then there's no such thing as her being ma'akev, what he has the right to sell. So where that the person is buying these properties, and we're saying that it doesn't work, so we see that the husband cannot sell off properties relying on the fact that you need the woman to agree. And even so, mechobatol. That din over there is talking about specific cases where they designate that soda as the payment for the ksuba, which if she was agreeable to that, we can do that. Then the husband actually cannot sell off the property. But in general, the husbands would have the ability to sell off properties, and she can't be ma'akev because he's committed in the ksuba that he might get that whatever he has and what he will get is committed to the ksuba. So he has a chiyuv to make sure that he has one for the ksuba, so she can't stop him from selling off her property. Okay. Now the Gemara said that you say ksuba is nitla ligus mechayim, so if he's a Yisrael, it's Megarish get v'yachzer. So if you hold ksuba mechayim, so just designate the amount for the ksuba, and the rest you should be able to sell. So the Gemara said back, Rabbi said back, the Tameich Damar to Timer Mishum Tol Nit Ksuva Ligus Nechayim. So if you're arguing that Ksuva is not Ligus Nechayim, which means the fact that the Yavam does not have a din of Acher, and it's not considered Oymer Ligus when she's awaiting Yibum. So Amay Mehadarta Adur Vabal Asume Mibraisa Asume Mibraisa Oysa Mimastisa. Why do you have to quote this Braisa that Rav Abba said, "Matan Rav Abba Omer," but you could ask in the Mishnah. He can't tell her that here's the ksuba sitting here, and then sell everything else off. Everything is miyuchad, and that's going in the case of Yibum, the case we're discussing. So you see that the ksuba is not litman likus mechayim. You could ask the same question. Mashani, so the Mora answers me, Masnisan loy masiv, and I didn't ask from the Mishnah. The Masnisan ika l'shnuye, I could explain the Mishnah, the lav dina ktoni, ala eitza toiba shlo toiba ksubasa. Not saying that it's impossible to sell, that he can't do this idea of being mayachid one field for the ksub and selling the rest. You're just saying we don't want you to do that, because it might end up being to her detriment. Al Shulchan. So the Mor says you have to say that's true, because when we get to the Seifa, he says you can't say here is ksuba your ksuba munachas al Shulchan. Hein mos shumishtamish behen im shulchani. That would be the example. With that would be his money. There's the first scenario. It's talking about the money which he brings from the money he brings from the. From the nifter, the mace, but the case where it's his ksuba, what's he saying? He's saying, I have money here. For example, why do you use an example of a shulchan? Because there was a place that they would, if he was a shulchan, that would be the place where he would have the money. Hachinamid l'motzim, I said, over there, obviously he can sell, but to me it's a question. Ha'akimna lahib, oisin sholosodis, that which he cannot sell is only by, in the Gemara Gittas, by certain cases where he cannot sell. If he didn't write up this property, well, yichud, and if he wasn't yachid, as this is going to be the property for the ksuva, he can sell any piece of property. She can't stop him. Why is that? Time of like Rashi said, the kasuv lo the kanoi the kanino, because even though he's apparently selling up all of his property right now, the idea is he's obviously not going to live without anything. So he plans to get more. Umiyu kishayomus or yigershena tarvelakuchas. Now that is true if when he divorces her or if he dies and he doesn't have property to collect from, she has a right to collect from the kuchas, but she cannot stop him right now at this point because of the concern. Whereas, so how we understand that mishnah that our mishnah that says he can't do that, we're forced to say means eitz tova. Shema Yevdom Metaltlin, Menitzes Belaksuva. He designated these Metaltlin for the Ksuva, the money for the Ksuva. That something might happen to that. She doesn't have a Ksuva right now. And the property he sold off. Meanwhile, Mesarach Lito Ksuva Cheres. So he'd have to go and replace the Ksuva, which was Meyuchid for these items. He'd have to go replace it with a new Ksuva. So Robert says, that's why I don't have any question from the Mishnah. But Elder Baba Kasha, so Adam Agarishla, rather than divorce her, just designate the property. Garishin Ganai Hain Lishneim. Garishin is not a good thing. So it'd be much nicer just to designate this piece of property, give it to her for the Ksuba, and that's it. So why didn't we do that? The answer is because it's at this point in time, it wouldn't be a valid act of nesina because he doesn't owe it to her yet. So more answers that we wouldn't do that, Mishum Eva. By designating this piece of this property for the ksuba, noisin evas erlam b'nehem. He's creating a barrier. The sabra, she thinks, ain't of noisin megarishin. He's thinking about garishin already. Ozesha megarish al manashi yachzer. But if he tells her he's divorcing her with the plan to remarry her, yodad li osa ella limker upakala eva. So she knows it's just a financial consideration. So she doesn't have that. Doesn't have that animosity which the having the piece of property designated all the time that they're together can create. Okay. Okay. How gavra the Gemara? About 11 lines down. There's a situation of Yibum, and there were multiple brothers, but he was the oldest, so we consider it like as if the Yavama came to him. It took place in Pupadisa. So one of the younger brothers wanted to prevent the Yibum, and the way to prevent the Yibum is by giving her a get. And we saw in Yavamas, if one of the brothers gives the Yavama a get, then none of the brothers can do Yibum afterwards. Okay. So the oldest brother said to the younger brother, why are you doing this? What are you thinking? Mishum nichsi, that because if the brother does yibum, so then the person died without children, obviously. So the Yerusha is going to go to the brothers. If the father's alive, it goes to the father. If the father's not alive, it goes to the brothers. But if they do yibum, the yavam gets all of the property. So the younger brother said, I'd rather prevent the yibum by giving a get, then we're forced to divide the property between all of us, as opposed to if I don't do anything, he'll do yibum and get all the property. Don't worry. Let me do yibum. I want to do yibum. But I will split the properties with you, as if I had not done yibum. We'll split the properties together. Sounds like there's only two brothers. Okay. So,
who gave the get over? The younger?
He didn't give it yet. He was wanting to give a get. The younger brother wanted to give a get, thereby preventing the yibum.
He didn't do the yibum, so he wasn't married to her. So,
there's a case with the yibum that if one of the brothers, when she's in a state of awaiting yibum, would give her, as it were, a get for the zika.
For the zika, okay.
Right?
Okay.
So that would pass the them from yibum.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Rabbi Yosef, Kim Namar Rabbanon, Lord Lizwin. So this is a form of a matana. Or a mechira, whatever it is. He's making a commitment to give him part of the property. We had in our Mishnah that the Yavam cannot sell the properties. The properties are the properties which belong to the nifter. Those properties are what when you could collect the ksuba from, because her ksuba is upon all of the properties of the dead husband. Well, the Mishnah says that the yavam cannot sell those properties. So, included in that yavam cannot sell the property would be this promise to split the property to somebody else as a form of selling it, the form of giving it away. So, since the Chavim said that you can't do that,
why is there, if they're getting it, that's a, why is that?
Okay, stop. So once he does yibum, he owns all the property. So that which he would split the property with his younger brother is a form of giving it as a matana. It's not a Yerusha Dika process.
Isn't one brother entitled to it the same way the other one is?
Not when he does yibum. When you do yibum, the yavam takes all the property of the nifter. So, as opposed to them splitting it in half, he takes the whole thing. He says, don't worry, I'll give it to you anyway. I'm going to do yibum, I'll give it to you anyway. So
that's
he's
the part that's a sale.
So that's like a sale. But Rabbi Yosef said, since the Chum said you can't sell it, so even though he sold it, it's not effective. So this commitment that he made over here is not binding. So Rashi is that actually he was so serious about this commitment, he made a Kenyan Sutter on it. It wasn't just Tom, he was like, blowing him away with, he said, I'm really serious, I'll do this with you, and did a Kenyan Sutter. It doesn't help. The Tanya, it says, Misha Meis, Miniach Shemeres Yavam. Miniach Nechassim, B'meyamon. The nifter left over 100 mana of property. The ksuba was only 100. So this is 100 mana. This is only, it was only one mana. And this is 100 mana. So she has multiple amounts of property to collect from. Even so, lo yimkur, he should not sell it. Because all of the property of the nifter is committed to collect from the ksuba from it. So you see that the Bryce says you should not sell. So Rabbi Yosef says, therefore, if you do sell, it doesn't work. Amar le Abaye. So Abaye said to Rabbi Yosef, "B'chol hechad amar rabbanon lo lizvun." Alva gav the zavin lo have a zvine zvine. You're making an assumption. He said, since the Brisa says you should not do it, it means you cannot do it. If you did it, it didn't work. Is that really true? I mean, our Mishnah says not like that. Batanan, Beshami Armim Timker, Beshil Armim Loy Simker, El Velamoydim Shimachra, Benosta Iskaya. So even though Beshil says you should not do it, but if you do it, it works. So why are you assuming over here, when it says that you cannot do it, that if he would do it, it wouldn't be effective? He shouldn't do it, but if he did it, it works. Okay. So the Mor says, Shachua the Kameder of Chanina Bar Papi. They sent they sent the conversation to Chanina Bar Papi to see what he felt about this issue, Rav Yosef and Abaye. So the Mor says, Shalcha to Rav Yosef. So he responded like Rav Yosef. I'm Abaye. Also, Chinuch Bar Papi, keep a Tala law. So it's an idiom that had he given me a reason why that he didn't answer my question. So just saying that's the psak doesn't mean anything to me. So as opposed to had he done so, it would be the equivalent of like sending along some nice jewelry. But just, you know, you send along the person with looking beautified with a piece of jewelry. But he didn't do anything like that. He didn't give me any reason to understand why that should be so. Shachu al kamei de Rabbi Rav Menyumi rei de Rav Nachumi. Shachu ke Abaye. See, he responded like Abaye. That b'di'evit, the sale, once he makes his commitment, it works because any sale b'di'evit is valid.
I mean, this is very surprising to me. I think about Abaye and Rav Yosef, at the top of the pecking order, and here they're sending to people who, quite frankly, I don't recall seeing their names before. Were they like experts in this area? Yeah.
Sometimes you ask laterally also. Okay. So Mora says, and then he said, V'amr bar Rav Yosef, time achrina, shocheli. But Rav Menyami, Bray the Rav Nachumi said, back to Abaye, you know, that if Rav Yosef gives more explanation, I would like to hear about it. Rav Yosef went to search to see if he could come up with any source, and he found something. The Tanya. I don't know what it means physically. He went out. You know, it means he went searching. The Brisa says, "Hareisha Yonosha ba'achiv umeis." So, one brother lent the brother money, and he had a chayv on the brother. And now, the mal vaday, the one who had the chayv, the one who had the claim, the shibud on the other brother, he died. So the Malva left a wife in the Yidibum. Lo Yomer Hal Shani Yorish Hechzakti. That since I'm going to do Yibum and I'll be the sole Yorish of the properties, Semela, I've taken back my Chayv. So, she has a right to take possession of that property. Which would even be in the game, if it's the only brother, the question is vis-a-vis the Yavama. So as the Yaresh, he has the chayv to the woman. He cannot sell, take possession of the property. Do whatever he wants with it. But since he's owed that property from the estate of the Nifter, he's going to take that piece of property, take a piece of property for the chayv, and now say that it's his, and she and they can do whatever he wants with it. He can do whatever he wants with it. So we have to create a situation where there is the karka remains intact for the woman. So Yosef says, when he comes to collect the chayv from the property of the mace, that's equivalent of selling out the property. He's acting both as the executor and the purchaser at the same time. He's the one who's selling it, he's the one who's receiving it. Right? We said, so if he has the power to sell b'di'evid, so when he takes possession of it, it's equivalent of him selling it and taking somebody getting it. He being the one who gets it. He took it away from the power of the woman into his own possession, because it's a chayv which is owed to him. But the Braisa says it doesn't work. If he would take possession of it, we would be taken away from the Yavam. Okay.
So, no, so he has to pay back the chov with the payros, or?
If he took possession of, let's say, of money, right, for the chayv, right? So we say that we take the money away from him, and he have to put it into a situation where it's guaranteed for the woman, like we have the Mishnah. Any property coming in from the Nifter, we have to make guaranteed for the woman by making a karka, and he gets payrus as the regular din of Nisim Alug.
Right, but if, let's say he didn't have the money. I mean, can he then use the payros to pay back the chov?
I'm not sure because he has a right to the payros anyway.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why he can.
He's a right to the payros as the yavam, right, as the husband. So how would he pay back the chov with that?
He has to pay her.
Well,
she doesn't have any claim because, I mean,
does, well, he's Yerush the chayv from his brother. He's the Yerush of the brother.
Okay.
So
he doesn't have to pay back anything.
He owes himself money, so he doesn't pay. Right. Correct.
What?
But we see that when he wants to take possession of the money, So one second. So the case over here, the question over here is, he owes the money, and we're going to collect the money from him to be part. It's because it's part of the property that the husband, the Nifter, owns, which is Meshubah to her Ksuva. So we're actually going to take money away from him and make him pay the Choyv and designate it as character. Right.
So you can use the pay. I mean, if he didn't have money, he can just take those payros and
use it to pay. Right, but he has money, So he will take that money and pay it to the estate of the nifter, and pay it to the estate of the nifter, and then will then take that money as if the nifter had the money by karka, and he gets payers. But meanwhile, how is it different than if he as an executor had taken the chayv and given it away to somebody? The chayv being a piece of property, she gave it away to somebody. So what's the difference? So you see that it doesn't work. Amale Abayis. Abayis says to Yosef, Dilma the Tabale of the Lay. That maybe the reason why we're saying that this is what you should do is it ends up being better for him. In other words, instead of him the final result will be that he ends up with a piece of character with payers instead of money which he's going to consume. So Amar Leis, Rabbi Yosef said to Abaye, Tana Tani Metzian, which means it's like we go to a process of forcing him, we force the money out of him. That all we're doing is just an eight to timer for the fellow that, you know, instead of consuming your money, why don't you put it into property and therefore the property is maintained forever. It's clearly not the point of the price. So therefore, Abai did not feel that Rishon has a braisa, and Abai did not have an answer. So they sent this braisa to Rav Minyami Breda, Rav Nachumi, who would tell like Abaya, what is he going to say to that? Harashachul Kameda Rav Minyami Breda, Rav Nachumi. So Amar Lahu, so Rav Minyami Breda, Rav Nachumi said back to Rav Yosef, Hachi Omer Rav Yosef Bar Minyami, Omer Rav Nachman, Zu Eina Mishnah. That this brisa was not accepted by the as a valid brisa. Okay. My time, why do we assume that this brisa is not considered a definitive brisa? Maybe the reason why it's not considered a valid brisa is because that the achoyv is not considered karka, it's considered metaltalin. Right? The metaltalin ksuba la mishabdi. So she has no schus to collect from the achoyv that her husband had. And somebody owed the husband money. She has no power to collect that money as part of her right to ksuba. Because Chazal put the schus of the collecting the ksuba on karka. If that's the reason, I would say back to the mayor, he domer metalti the mishabdi the ksuba. Right, so I could tell you that it's maybe it's mayor which that says metalti is mishabdi the ksuba. So if that's the reason, the point which we're bringing out from the brisa is whatever property is a property which she has a schus to, the yavam has no way of giving it away to somebody else. The fact that it was a talton versus karka is a separate issue, but the point Rabbi Yosef is trying to prove is still valid. Elamai the Bryce is talking like the Mary was a yachid, and that sense is a yachid. But regards to the Rabbi Yosef's issue, that shouldn't make any difference. But meanwhile, the Bryce is a valid Bryce. Because I can tell Taitz or Mayor, which holds that the talton is Meshubit, the Ksuba, therefore Chayv is Meshubit. Okay? Vela, the reason why the brisa is not a brisa is not considered a valid brisa. Mishum Damer Le, Mishum Damer Law, the Yavam has the right to say to the woman, At Lav Balas Devorim Didi, At, you're not my Baldover. I never borrowed from you. I borrowed from your husband. So the chayv is between me and the husband, and you have no power to be tevei me. So the Mor says, well, we have the shibur of Reb Nosson. Dimur Reb Nosson is the Tanya. Reb Nosson Omer Menayin Lanoshim Bechaveroi Mana Bechaver Bechaveroi Menayin Shemitziyim Mizev Nosson Lazeh. So if A owes B and B owes C, the halacha says that A owes C. If he owes the brother and the brother owes the ksuba to her, means he owes her the money. So she has a right to be tevega that he should not destroy the properties, consume, take possession of the money. So how do we know that that's true? The Tamil Armor says, it doesn't say to who he borrowed from. It says the one that he is responsible to. So you see that it's possible that the one he's responsible to is not the person that he borrowed the money from. Okay. So Morris says, so what do you find in this brisa which is not considered the proper that you say that the whole brisa is not reliable? So Morris says, Ella, loyashukon tana the machra trechumi b'ksuba. So we didn't find any tana who put together two chumras together by ksuba. What are the two chumras? A, el ikr meir, ikrim nosa. Over here, for this brisa to be valid, you have to accept A, that Remeir is true, that Matatli are Meshubba the Ksuba. And B, you have to apply Ramnosan's halacha over here that she has a skush. That once that's true, therefore she's considered a Balas Dover, and she can force him not to sell. To put together A, Remeir's din should be true, and then Ramnosan's din should be true. In something which it's a chayv, which wasn't that he actually borrowed money, like Reb Nosson's case, but Chazal made a chiyuv upon the person, and we're going to take that chiyuv to the extent that he loses his rights to the property, will apply Reb Meir to that. We don't find anybody who does that. Amar Rava, Im Kein Hanu the Shemana Leid Abaya Domer Azu and a Mishnah Vlo Yadana Maihi. Can now you understand what Abaya meant when he said about that brisa that that's not a reliable brisa? Okay.